Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
Oh,
the
Matrix. Someone's like,
and we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the museum. Do not touch sign.
Museum. It's museum. It's like surfing.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE. And if, in case you guys didn't notice, we had a new intro.
Oh, my gosh.
It was good.
It was really good.
Yeah? Yeah.
Good job.
Just bump into that beat a little bit.
Thanks. I liked it.
Thank you. We try. We do our best out here.
Good tell.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE.
Woo-woo! Let's go, baby. Did we say it was week 66? Because it is.
It's week 66.
Week 66. Route 66 cars. Am I right?
So this next story is really weird. I personally like it.
Nope,
I think it's a smart idea.
It's innovative but weird.
It's innovative and futuristic, and that's why I like it.
Care to explain?
So my kind of stuff.
Yeah. So basically, this guy was like, "Hey, kids grow really fast when they're young.
True.
So we're going to make clothes that grow with the kids."
I've seen this.
Yes.
And basically, so what it is, it's kind of like a, what is it called?
Origami.
Yes. I was thinking.
Chinese finger trap.
You know what's the thing that's what? Like you put on the table and you put it down the stairs and then it goes down.
Slinky. There you go.
Kind of like a slinky.
What? How is it like a slinky?
Like when you undo it, it kind of like folds out to like normal clothes. But it looks really weird.
Yeah. So it's like made of this paper-like material. It's wind resistant. It's machine washable and dryable. It's waterproof and all that, which is all nice and dandy. But
why can't my phone be like that?
That's a good question. But it's just like, I don't know. I don't like how it looks, to be honest.
It's like,
I think it looks cool.
I
think it's interesting. I mean, like,
but okay. Why don't you just learn how to sew? And
ain't nobody got time for that.
It looks like just paper. It just looks so thin and weird.
Okay, so here's my thought process, okay? So when you're a kid, you don't care what you look like at all.
True.
So why not just save the money?
That's true.
That's my point.
And also, it looks weird anyways. So, okay, but why don't you just learn how to sew, and then if kids' arms get longer, you sew just a little ring of material?
I feel like I would rather have the paper.
Okay, but that just makes you look like a dinosaur. It looks like a reptilian.
What kid doesn't want to look like a dinosaur?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay, we can do this.
All right.
I feel like our joint knowledge is...
Of law is
higher than average.
You're masters of law.
Yeah.
Right?
Master of law. Yeah.
Pass the bar exam with flying colors.
In a couple different states, but we're just counting.
So in Florida, horse theft is illegal and punishable by up to 10 years in prison, but never by death. Correct a counterfeit.
That's oddly specific.
That is very, very specific. All right.
Are there actually horses in Florida?
That is the. I know there are a bunch of alligators.
I think that there are horses everywhere.
There's probably horse ranches.
I know, but are they like that popular that you could like get?
Hey, people in Florida
punished.
Are like pretty rich.
Yeah, and they're weird. Like old people down there are weird.
I feel like what would be more accurate?
I genuinely don't know the answer, so like I'm just kind of spitballing.
I do.
Good job.
Wait, the answer to the question or this? I don't know about the horses.
Okay.
I know the law, though.
All right. I'm going to say that it's... I'm going to go correct.
I'm thinking it's correct,
I'm
too.
I'm feeling correct.
Yeah.
It's false.
No!
No!
No! What is the right one?
Is it punishable by death? No, it's nothing.
Okay. It's not a law at all. All right.
Oh, dang.
Okay. We learned. We will grow.
We'll learn from our mistakes. It's okay.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point.
That was my favorite. That's always been my favorite intro. But welcome back to The Breaking Point, week 66. We got Matt Hestel.
Hi.
And our two new guests, Ben Goldberg.
Hello, everybody.
Senior class president. Hey.
Student body president, actually.
Student body. Wow.
I wasn't going to correct you. No, it's fine.
I was.
And Caleb Rusk in the studio, first timer.
What's good?
In Pennsylvania. So you guys know the
Oh my God. In Pennsylvania.
Right.
Oh no.
In Pennsylvania, in Lidditzboro, these people went around and tied red balloons to sewer grates. Just like the movie It.
Oh.
Yeah. I just do not like that.
And the movie's coming out tonight.
It's coming out tonight?
Coming out tonight. So the there were about like 20-ish balloons, the police department estimated. And they like thought it was kind of funny.
But no. I would. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't even go near that crate.
I mean, yeah, I can see the humor in it.
Like, yeah, it's hilarious.
Kind of funny, but like that is very creepy at the
it's
same
so
time.
So creepy. Could you imagine, like, what if there actually was a clown down there?
Imagine rolling up to your house and there's like a sewer grate right outside and there's just a red balloon on it.
You're like, oh, nope, I'm going to my friend's house.
Yeah,
like,
going to a hotel tonight, Mom.
So like, I have a genuine fear of clowns. Is anyone else?
Well, yeah, me too. But okay. I love the movie It. So it's like,
no.
How's that possible?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just like kind of, it's not even spooky. It's just kind of funny to watch.
So like, I fear nothing.
You don't fear anything?
I honestly don't have very many fears now.
Really?
Man of Steel.
Wow. I'm afraid of clowns and alligators.
Alligator? You just run in a zigzag.
Is that a thing?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
You're scared of alligators. You didn't research how to like be safe.
I'm sorry. They're alligators. I just don't go to Florida. That's my rule. Or the zoo.
Good thing is Irma's going to wash them all away. No more alligators after that.
Or they're going to wash them up to here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I carry them on up.
Yeah, it's Alligator NATO.
Oh.
Oh.
Sharknado.
I see you.
That was bad.
No. Oh, my gosh. This one's a really weird one. I'm just warning you now.
I feel like it's going to be so easy.
It's really weird.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If you guys don't get it, we have an extra one, too.
Okay, let's hear it.
If there was a gourmet cafe for dogs, which coffee flavors would likely be on the menu?
Tuna.
Bacon.
Tuna is not on there. Bacon is number 3, so Caleb gets it.
Oh, I'm thinking cats. Oh, okay. Man.
Beef was number 1, and milk bone was number 2.
What's milk bone?
No
it's
idea.
It's like the dog treat. You guys don't have milk bones for your dogs?
I don't have pets.
I have a cat.
You don't like pets?
I don't have pets. Never said I don't want one. Cat, mom, I'm listening.
Miss Goldberg.
I forgot to mention, we're playing best of 7, so first person to 4 points.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so it's 1-1 now.
2-1. I'm like 0-3 on Breaking Feud. I'm like 0-3. Like, I've never won Breaking Feud.
It's okay. Gonzo's was defeated. He's defeated.
He's never won.
Honestly, here all the time.
Honestly, neither have I, but that's another story.
Yeah, okay. That's why you're the co-host.
Right, exactly. Exactly. All right. Next one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're ready.
Name an animal. Wait, what? That doesn't make sense. Name animals that could rule the world if it were as smart as a human.
Tiger.
Okay.
A monkey.
Monkey. Okay.
Apes.
Apes. Okay, yeah. So apes was number 1. And then...
Have you seen Planet of the Apes? Like, that's the premise of the movie.
Well, like, monkey and ape. I was going to count it because he said monkey and it's almost an ape.
But then he clarified.
And then he clarified.
Yeah.
So, what, tigers? What is that?
Clarified tigers, I mean ape. It's a clarification. Okay, I'll take
Oh, he was in the ballpark. So, all right, number 1 was ape. Number 2 was lion. Number 3 was elephant.
I was
and then
there.
Then tiger was number 7.
Oh, nice. I meant lion. It was. Come on, Caleb. Learn your animals.
Name something you might see at the dentist.
A drill.
What?
Like a dentist drill.
Okay, but you just got that. Okay, why wouldn't you say toothbrush?
Because why would you see a toothbrush at the dentist?
Why do you see a drill?
I see a toothbrush in my bathroom, not my dentist. Like.
You see it? No. Okay, so toothbrush is number 2. And the first time I looked at it, I'm like, all right, it's toothbrush, easy. So I thought it was going to be easy, but then it was drill. I don't see drills in my dentist.
Did I just win?
Drills are what
Oh, hey! Awesome. Put on the
Give
crown.
Me this crown.
Hey! How's it feel, Ben, that you're still defeated?
I mean, I didn't come in here expecting to win, so I mean, like, expect nothing, receive nothing, therefore not disappointed.
Words of wisdom.